Hi, Tommy Allen.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Fine Publishing, Rapid Growth Media comes out, online on Thursdays?
Every Thursday.
You get to come on air every month with your special guest to talk about what is happening in our town and good people to spotlight. So here we go.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening this week, obviously, in Rapid Growth. A lot of things dealing with a woman in our community, Carolyn Veely, who is... used to be with Varnum for 31 years, and she stepped away most people think you just step away and retire, but she's not going to do that. And we have a great story about what she's up to at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, as well as our editor sat down to talk about Ruminate, which is a group of food leaders that got together recently and had a conversation about food systems of West Michigan. So some good stories in there that's happening right now. But we're trying something a little different today, Shelley. We wanted to bring in somebody we haven't written about yet, and so we wanted to just have a conversation. And I think given the topics that we're often discussing in Rapid Growth around entrepreneurship, that I think our guest is a really special guest to invite today and talk about this topic based upon the experience, but also their roots in West Michigan. So I see it as a real valuable addition to what we're already offering the community.
Awesome.
So we want to welcome Corey Hart. Corey, welcome back. I haven't seen you in forever, it seems like.
It's true. Well, I left about 10 years ago, and I've been returning every now and then. But yeah, you and I, we tend to have a nice time when we see each other.
We did. I think the last time we really got kind of crazy was a Sunday afternoon. He asked me out to go to the Anchor for drinks, and I thought, I can day drink. Boy, was that a mistake. Corey, we have a little bit of an age difference. I think he went to bed at 5 o'clock tonight because we got involved with what was called a bear fight, wasn't it?
Bear fights.
They're a classic, a Midwest classic,
yeah,
absolutely.
I'm not going to encourage anybody to go out and ask them to do this at the Anchor, but if you do, clear your schedule.
That's right.
Love it. But you're back now, and the Anchor is still here.
The Anchor is still here. Oh, Shelley, you say with a question mark. You're a West Side gal, too.
I know. I've never been to the Anchor.
You've never been to the bank? All right. We have to do a live remote from there, I think. You and me, Shelley and Tommy, hit the bar circuit for a special series.
Sure, there's some history in that. But we obviously have different choices as well. Corey Hart, welcome back, right?
Hey, yeah. Thanks so much. I just moved back, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's interesting. In a decade, what can happen? Before we went on the air, we were laughing that, you went away before Art Prize began, and you're coming back this year now, and Art Prize is off this year. So
yeah,
don't take it personal, we say.
I don't know. I missed out, you know?
I'm coming back a year from now. So there's that. But while you were in California, I don't think a lot of people knew. Well, first off, I think a lot of people knew you like I knew you, in the sense that you had a connection to dance music and radio. And you had a syndicated show as well that ran. How many markets were you in?
I was in 10 terrestrial markets, and then I was also one of the first Mixo DJs on XM satellite radio. So I was one of the first, I was the first extraterrestrial DJ.
I'm
not sure. Yeah,
we have a real alien here.
But yeah, I've always been attracted to innovation in anything that I do. And part of that, dance music and really jumping that scene here in Grand Rapids was a priority and passion of mine. And then that continued into the development of the Moxie and Churchill's.
Which was a really, if anybody remembers those days, we celebrate a lot about restaurants today. And part of the reason I think I'm jaded and I often don't give the attaboys, maybe I should, to people designing stuff, is that Churchill's and Moxie's were so perfect. They were beautiful. I enjoyed every time I was there. Churchill's had this European feel. You guys would do a reggae night once in a while with like $2 Red Stripe beers, I think.
Yep, that's appropriate.
And so you had this kind of European feel that I remember from being in Italy, and what you would feel in those kind of like places where they were not about necessarily about eating necessarily, but it was really about community building. So downtown had this place called Churchill's, which also was rooted in our culture, our history, because there used to be a Churchill's.
It was a nod to the previous Churchill's, which is an icon in its time. And I'm actually a second generation hospitality guy. My father was a restaurant owner and operator.
Which restaurant did he own here?
A variety of them. Like,
okay.
We did everything from from chains to our own spots, whatever. My dad was he was a glutton for punishment in the hospitality industry. But I remember being at Churchill's as a boy. So it just seemed right to do. You know,
I had my first pina colada at Churchill's, and I was underage. They served me. Can you believe it? Anyways,
you?
But we're outside of prosecutorial ranges now, I think. I hope so.
Well, if not, the word's out.
But then Moxie's was great, too, because it was a dance club, and it tried a lot of things that other people had never seen here before. Bottle service.
Right. Well, bottle service was happening.
It was happening in other places, but it wasn't happening here.
It was happening at Crush and,
right.
and a few other spots.
That's
you could
true.
Do it.
What's bottle
that's
service?
True. So bottle service is where you reserve. Well, if you get a table, if you reserve a table, then you just have them. You buy a bottle and then you get all these mixers.
And you get to serve yourself. You know, it avoids the inconvenience of having to wait by, you know, for a server to come by every 20, 30 minutes.
And it also removes that individualist always complains that the drinks are too weak. So now they can just pour their own damn
essentially,
drinks.
Like you mentioned before, it is about community. So if you have a group of friends, you bring your friends and then all of a sudden you have your own living room inside a nightclub. And it's not a concept. It was happening, you know, 70s, 50s.
Yeah. I remember going to a bar in New York City the first time and experiencing it as well in the early 90s, and it was really fun. It was exciting, actually.
Yeah, Nightclub Moxie was beautiful, and it was also a part of, it wasn't just my vision as well, but we had another visionary in that scene, Shannon Williams, who was a part of that.
Yep.
And so, you know, it was a collaboration of a lot of folks in town making it come to life, and it was a great spot and a good time.
I love hearing these kind of stories because they remind me that when you're here, you can do things and you make things happen if you want to take the time to do it. And you guys did. You formed a partnership, a collaboration with you, Tommy, and Shannon, and you just did it.
Yeah.
You made it work.
But you made something work in San Francisco too, right?
And that's...
Yeah. I went to California and opened up and operated a couple hospitality like restaurants, scaled a hospitality group. And then my last startup was based in San Francisco, Chef Meal Kits. So it's a meal kit company. And that was pretty fun, too.
I think it's fascinating, too, because the other day we got together and had coffee to catch up. And it led to this idea of coming on and talking today. While you were out there, you experienced quite a bit. I mean, Silicon Valley has been a bit of or in the San Francisco area specifically, has been a hotbed of investment over the last decade or more now, especially post-dot-com crash, you know, the rebirth. And so being out there for those last 10 years, you've probably seen a lot being out there.
Well, sure. I mean, the amount of wealth created in California alone over the last decade trumps the wealth created in entire countries, you know?
Wow.
And it's remarkable to be in a culture like that because you do have just the incredible density of entrepreneurs, and you have the density of the venture firms and the other entrepreneurs that want to feed the next people coming up.
So when you talk about density, though, how do you have density without stepping on each other? How do you... We talked earlier about this idea about going to people, and you would even pitch to people who may not have anything. It may not be their wheelhouse of what you're pitching to.
Sure.
But you talked about the importance of why you do that.
Well, yeah, they have such a breadth of knowledge, and deep experience. And there are some things that are relatable, regardless of the industry that you're in. If you're trying to start something new, there's compliance things, there's marketing things. You're going to need a team, and some of those teams, like technical people, your programmers, your marketers, stuff like that. The people on the ground, they can translate from industry to industry. So
talk a little bit about this startup that you founded, co-founded out there, Chef Meal Kits. Mm-hmm. Maybe for people, maybe just kind of give them you always say they get the pitch. What's your two-sentence pitch?
All right. So Chef Meal Kits, we're an online marketplace for restaurants and chefs to sell the top dishes as meal kits to cooking enthusiasts across the country. So if you go to a restaurant in California, say San Diego, you're like, oh my gosh, I really love these fish tacos. Come back to Grand Rapids, you can order those exact same fish tacos with the exact same seafood that the chef and restaurant uses and then make them for your friends here in Grand Rapids.
Really?
So this is seafood you would never be able to buy at the downtown, what do we have?
Downtown Market?
There we go.
Fish Lands. Yeah,
and it's an amazing fishmonger, right?
Yeah.
But you're not going to have the tuna pulled out, you know, and
so
all of a sudden
what comes
in the box?
In the package? The seafood itself?
The seafood, it would come with the tortillas, or actually with our kits, you'd make the tortillas because we're more of a gourmet product. It'd have all of that really great Southern California produce, like avocados and mango and whatnot. And then the instructions are by the very chefs, and these are top world-renowned chefs. So you're learning skills, and you have all the same product and whatnot from and the knowledge, yeah.
And so it just kind of took off. Maybe it's reducing it to more simple than it really was.
Right. Well, yeah, we are. We're still in beta, and we are live on 8 states on the West Coast. It took me about a month and a half to go from 0 restaurants to over 300 restaurants and chefs from across the country interested in participating. And it's that kind of demand in something that makes you ready to go to the Bay Area and start pitching and looking for money.
So how did you end up in the Bay Area from San Diego?
Because the Bay Area is where the money is.
Okay.
Did you have any family or acquaintances or anybody?
Yeah. No, I moved out there with a girlfriend at the time 10 years ago. Just packed a car and drove west.
Let's see. I have you also down as an expectant father. How'd that girlfriend do?
Well, you know, this is a new girl, and I'm really looking forward to
it. Old news, Shelly. The other one was 10 years ago. Keep up. No, I'm kidding.
Tell me, we've got about 5 minutes.
Yeah, the baby's mother and myself were really excited. You know, Cecilia arrives end of September. And I'm really focused on, I'm really excited to raise Cecilia close to family here in Michigan. So thus my return.
So you've been the last bit, now you've been back for a few weeks now, or about how many months now? Almost 2 months, isn't
actually,
it?
I've been on it. Yeah, I've been visiting. Yeah. Yeah. I'm leaving for California in a couple of days just to tie up some things, and then I'll be back for good.
Yeah. But coming back here, I know that you've been also kind of doing the tour around and meeting some of the entrepreneurial support organizations mm-hmm. that we have here.
Yeah.
And so I just wondered, doing kind of a compare and contrast on the first pass now being back here, what are some advice that maybe you could give the local market about? We had this whole conversation about the need to kind of have community, the need to be talking to people, the need to grow more angel funds or grow more
sure.
people investing. What are some things that, you know, on first pass are some things that Grand Rapids can maybe start thinking about maybe a little differently?
Well, I see that all the key elements have already started, you know, like, you know, before I left, you know, and it's fairly mature here. There are venture groups. There are hundreds of startups, like even in the last couple of years, that have been funded by venture capital. And there are co-working spaces. There are accelerators in this state. Michigan, Grand Rapids, West Michigan is a great spot for someone to have a startup. But of course, we also have to have the talent. And it's just a matter of time before it all snowballs. And then we are maybe a Silicon Valley, but Silicon Valley is going to be hard to take over, right?
Right. Well,
As long as someone's tied to the community here and wants to stay here, there is the talent, there is the funds, there are the money, there are the entrepreneurs interested in pulling the founders up with them. But yeah, I would say we do need more community. And when I went on to Meetup to look for meetup groups that are centered around entrepreneurism or for founders, co-founders, or funding, there's like one a month that I could find.
So you think there should be more?
There could be. There
saying.
Should. Yeah,
there should
be
more.
And that's under the Meetup category.
Meetups, just people getting together at a coffee house or something, talking about, hey, let's present your startup. There's something called a camp, a bar camp here.
Okay.
That's something that came out of San Francisco. That's happening, I think, in August in Grand Rapids. But it takes more than just one or two visionaries in this town.
Sure.
To pull up the entire community. Yeah, and the universities all have entrepreneurial programs,
yep.
right?
Yep,
yep. We just need to get these people, yeah, into the rooms. In Silicon Valley, they do it in bars, in coffee houses,
yeah.
in restaurants, at people's homes, in the backyards,
see,
all the time,
every day.
See, I think it's
fascinating. Yeah, that's the thing is, I think sometimes we're often tied to programming, and sometimes you just need to hang out.
Right, and it is just hanging
it's
out.
It's a community. You got yep. a community needs yeah. to space to kind
some
of
my,
be.
Some of my best pitches, and I got so much traction just from attending barbecues at founders of incredible companies' backyards.
Hey, even head to founders, you might be able to have a. We're down to just a couple minutes. Obviously, it looks like you're an outdoor kind of guy. You cycle, and you do hang out with anything brewed, fermented, distilled, grilled, or sautéed?
Yeah, I have an appetite. Let's just say that, yeah.
why you cycle?
Favorite.
What's your final question, Tommy?
Well, I just think, you know, at Rapid Growth, we're often talking about what is the impact that is happening in the community, and what do you need to make impact in your life right now? Like, What are you looking for now while you're back here, while you're with us? I'm saying while you're with us, because, I mean, you're a guy who's on the go a lot. So
sure.
I don't want to lock you into Grand Rapids. Like, well, now that you're back here, we have you again. You'll never get out. No.
Well, here I am. I'm here and I'm back, and I'm looking for opportunities to really contribute to the community. And if that is mentoring and helping, future founders with ideas, that's great. If it's joining existing firms and helping them scale and grow, innovate, I'm down with that too. California taught me a lot in the last 10 years, and I'm looking forward to sharing it.
How can they find you? If someone on the radio wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to find you?
I think you can just, you can Google Corey Hart, and I'll be there. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
But
great.
Corey Hart also sang the song Sunglasses at Night.
Is yeah, Never that? Surrender, Boy in the Box.
Never
yeah.
Surrender.
I like this, Corey Hart.
Hey, that's nice. I like you too.
Welcome back to West Michigan. We look forward to your extended family with Cecilia on her way, and good kudos to you. Tommy Ellen, wrap us up, please.
Well, once again, we come out every week on Thursday. If you don't want to have to hunt for us on the web at rapidgrowthmedia.com, once you go to us, there's a space you can just enter your email and easily sign up and have it, delivered to you every Thursday morning.
Talk again next month. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Have a great month.